Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and his co-host, Stuart, known across the internet as Casual Tater, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we, you know, cover all things geeky. And yes, we are back for another episode. The full cast. Myself, William, you know, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and my co-host, Stuart.
Where am I? It's dark and it smells. I'm known
across the internet as Casual Terror.
And like,
but yes, the full cast, all two of us. Yay, woohoo.
Yeah, I mean, it's been what, a month and a half since we've been did an episode together.
Yeah.
It's so hard just to get two people together.
Oh.
But yeah, we, like I said, you know, it's been a while. It's been, I think, Stuart, you said August 8th?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. And when StarCraft 2 was big and popular, but despite that, that was not the reason why we haven't recorded. Life got in the way. I know for me, school was starting up, and I had so many things going on, so many problems with getting enrolled and getting trying to figure out financial aid and trying to get, I was running around with like a chicken with its head cut off. It was ridiculous. It took me so long just to actually get enrolled because the school had messed up did so many mistakes. I mean,
the school making mistakes? It's unheard of.
I mean, they were like, you can't enroll. You're on a hold because we do not have your high school transcript. This isn't my first semester. I've been going here for, you know, 2 years now. Halfway through, you don't have my high school transcript. What's wrong with that? Even though they did, they've just lost it, I bet. So yeah, I had to get do that and all kinds of crazy other stuff. But and then you want to explain your situation?
Well, yeah, I see. Again, school starting up, but on the opposite side, I teach, and I don't know if I had this when last podcasted, but I also work at Steak and Shake, which I did not know that nobody has ever heard of Steak and Shake before because it's big around here. Like, it's a pretty big chain, and apparently William's never heard of it.
Yeah, never.
See, around here you cannot go to a town and not see a Steak and Shake.
Yeah, we got places like that around here that's just local area, like Texas, you know, I think parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. But
well, this is not local. Like, it was started back in 19... we've got to remember the training video. Started in 1930 in somewhere in Illinois. And is now, like, across maybe 30 states.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's not small.
Never heard of it.
And apparently not in Oklahoma.
Or in Texas. But yeah, so you've been doing two jobs and
yeah.
So yeah, it's been crazy. And we all, like, you know, like I touched on the last, you know, my solo show thing, whatever. We almost, you know, called it. We did call it quits. this was dead. We had said, you know, if we ever get time, you know, we'll pick it up again. But we're just way too busy at the moment. And we got responses. We got people saying, you know, we're willing to help, you know, we'll guest, you know, if you need help. The OFR guys, you know, they offered, and a bunch of other people, and we'll do, you know, we'll help any way we can. You know, we don't want the Geeks for the Win to, you know, go anywhere. We you know, so, yeah. And, you know, I can't disappoint people if I can help it.
We really appreciate that. Like, we had no idea.
Exactly. We had no idea. But, yeah, that's basically, you know, our explanation. Just been busy. Like, I've been so busy I haven't really been able to watch much TV or game that much or anything.
Yeah, same here.
So, but with that, I guess we can start the actual show. So we're gonna first topic, I guess, would be the tech or into technology with Stuart. How long ago was it that you got your Android phone?
I've had this phone for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. But yeah, I got an Android. This is my first smartphone. I love it. Like when I got it, you know, I emailed William. I'm like, hey, what are some really cool apps, you know, for free? And so I got a bunch of those, and I've been, oddly enough, I don't know if, you know, like the lady did not like the droid sound that droids make, but my phone did not come with the droid sound effect.
Oh, really?
I was quite disappointed. So I had to actually go to the internet on my phone, download it as an MP3, and then use another program to turn that into a ringtone to make it a notification sound.
Oh, wow. Which program did you use to turn into a ringtone?
The one that you recommended, the Ring...
Ring Droid?
Yeah, that.
Yeah. When I first saw that, you know, when I first got my phone, I saw that. I was like, oh my god, I can edit songs and make ringtones on my phone. I don't need the computer. That's awesome. Because I'm big into making ringtones. I like to make my own ringtones.
Yeah, yeah, that's just my only... That's the only sound that comes from my phone now is droid. I wrote an article about, you know, I'm getting a droid phone. I was decided on two phones. None of them were the Droid Incredible. You know, I was either going to get the Droid 2 or the Droid X. But I was really dead set on the Droid 2 because I like a physical keyboard.
And you were so afraid of all touchscreen phone, and I kept telling you, no, dude, it's not as bad as you think.
Well, I had one before, and it just was not responsive at all.
Yeah.
And I did not like it, so I wanted a keyboard. And I did not want to start carrying a main purse around to carry the Droid X, so, because I wanted to fit in my pocket.
Yeah.
And I heard that, you know, get the Droid 2 if you're really dead set on a keyboard, Droid X if you like a bunch of fun stuff, and then get the Droid Incredible if you really want a really good UI. And I'm, you know, the UI on the Droid Incredible is really good. I like it. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like the iPod Touch with the I don't know how the other the other droids work, but it has let's see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 home screens that you can just slide between.
Yeah, I mean each I think doesn't the Incredible have HTC Sense? Isn't that the user interface it has on it?
It's an HTC phone.
I could be wrong, but I think it has I think it has the Sense.
It's a phone. I touch the screen. It works.
Well, it's
all I know.
Well, the thing with Google, with Android is Google. You know, they create it. They create the stock versions, and it's up to like either the carrier or the company to provide their own, you know, style of, to tweak it out with whatever they want, or just release the stock form. And with most HTC phones, they have their own version called HTC Sense. So I think that may be it. Mine's just stock Android right at the moment. Because okay. I'm stuck on 1.6.
Still?
Yes, still. And well, in June...
I'm at 2.3.
2.3? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes. I get, well, maybe.
I was about to say, there's no 2.3. There's only 2.2 right now.
I don't know, whatever the newest one is.
Froyo. That's...
I thought that was 2.1.
That's 2.2.
Okay.
Wrong screen. But yeah. I was told, you know, T-Mobile's official announcement, coming soon to All My Touch. Froyo, Android 2.2. That was in June, I think. Coming soon. Now it's September.
Like when I first got the phone, it was, you know, on 1.8. It was on some one point some. I don't remember. But I remember one day at work, you know, I'm walking down the hallway. I just kind of pick up my phone to look at it because, yeah, it's a new shiny thing. So, and all of a sudden it just says, updating. I'm like, oh, it's getting Froyo. And it after, you know, maybe about 15 minutes, it's done. And I look at it, I'm like, okay, what's new? I don't know yet.
You still don't know?
Not really.
Dude, I gave you links to so many sites.
Other than, you know, like, hey, I got some new wallpapers. Cool.
You can have live wallpaper support. You can have...
I had that before.
Yeah, but you can have... What is it? I think Flash is on there.
Well, like, I tried to use it. But, like, I don't know a site to go to that uses Flash other than YouTube. And I go to YouTube and it just uses the YouTube app.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Although, I know Giant Bomb paid subscription uses the HTML5 now with the paid subscription. I just got that today and I tested it out and I can watch videos from Giant Bomb now.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
but I think you can go to like newground.com and they have little Flash games you can try out. I think I saw a video of someone doing that when Flash first came out. So that might be okay. That might be something, you know, just find some little, you know, little crappy game.
I didn't think about Flash games.
Yeah, but I mean it's not going to be super, you know, super incredible, you know, but it's gonna be, you know.
Hey, no, it's in the title. It's in the name of the phone. It's incredible.
Yeah, but do you like it? What do you like more, the Android OS or the iPhone OS? Which do you like better?
I like the Droid OS. But that's probably because, you know, the only iPhone OS I've used is, you know, from my iPod Touch, and that's Wi-Fi only.
Well, it does basically the same thing, except, like, make phone calls and...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's... I mean, yeah, it makes phone calls, and I can use it outside my house.
Yeah. But, I mean, the interface is the same, basically.
Okay, here's something. If I want to listen to audio, I'm going to use my iPod. because the audio player on the droid, on the droid Incredible, not good.
Yeah, what's it called? I can't think of the name right now, but there's a separate app that syncs your like iTunes playlists, and it's also a music player, and it's really good, and it works, you know, syncs basically your iTunes stuff to your Android phone. But Google's supposed to be coming out, I think, by Christmas with their own music service, and probably with that a better music interface.
Here's the problem I had with it. Okay, I have, like, the only reason I use my iPod now is to listen to podcasts. And there's an app on the phone, which is really cool, called Dog Catcher. It's like $7. But it will automatically download podcasts that you subscribe to.
$7?
Yeah, it was, I was like, hmm. But, you know, it's, you know, anywhere, you know, you could be anywhere and it'll just download the audio. I don't think, iPhones do that. Like, even iPhones do that. Like, I think you have to sync up to your computer to download podcasts.
You can download it straight on your iPod or, I think, iPhone. You go to the podcast, you go to search for more, and it connects to the iTunes store, and you can see if there's a new podcast, and you can download it.
Well, that's a lot of steps.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but
that right there just does it automatically.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is going to be freaking awesome. But it does not have save where you are in the audio. So say you're listening to a two-hour podcast. You're an hour in. And you accidentally hit a button, and it changes podcasts. There's no fast forward button. Like, you cannot go, hey, I want to go to the middle here. It's not there.
Ooh, that's a big flaw. Especially for $7.
Yeah, so that's why I went back to my iPod.
Did you demand a refund for the app, or were you trying a free version of it?
No, I didn't know about, you know, you could demand more. You can demand your money back.
Yeah, I think you go into the marketplace where you purchased it, and you can click like refund, or you should try that out.
Yeah, it's too late now. When I found out about it, it was too late then too.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure how long the window is to demand a refund, but
24 hours.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done that once before. But
the only bad thing about this phone is the battery life sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just terrible.
That's because you're on 3G, dude. 3G sucks the battery. But,
it lasts a day. And that's it. Like, if I don't charge it at night, it will be dead in the morning or soon after I get to work.
Well, that's pretty good if it lasts a whole day. It gets you through the day.
My other phone lasted maybe a week.
Yeah, but it didn't do as much.
Well, true.
That processing power of the, you know, all that incredible processing power, you know, takes up a lot of the battery. I think your phone has a 1 gigahertz processor in it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's constantly starting apps. I don't want it to start. And I've done through the, you know, like, you know, force stop, and they don't start this unless I start it. They still start back up.
That's weird. I'd hit up Blue Man Rule over at, you know, the OFR, and I'd ask him because he's got an Incredible. And he loves that thing, and he recommends that every time someone's like, I think I'm going to get a new phone. Yeah, so I'd ask him, because he's had the phone, I think, for a month or two now, so.
Yeah, and I use that the app killer that you suggested, and every time I hit it, it's killing at least five apps.
Yeah, that thing helps so much. But, alrighty. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think we've talked about my phone enough.
Yeah. Oh, question.
What?
Did you get the Doctor Who app?
The screwdriver? Yeah. Yes, I did.
How cool is that?
That was freaking
awesome.
It's
got, like, all of them. Even, River Songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is really cool.
And it was free, too.
I know.
So many good apps that are free on Android.
Yeah, there are some good ones.
But, yeah. Probably, you know, we'll probably have more Droid news throughout, you know, episodes since we both have Droids. And soon I will be getting a switching carriers and getting a much better phone that's actually supported. Because it's been a year. It's been a year since I got 1.6. So that's pretty bad. I hate T-Mobile. But anyways, next we have, you've been watching Fringe.
Yeah, I started that like 2 days ago.
Now tell me about it, because I've seen some, you know, I've seen like commercials about it, but I don't really, it looked intriguing.
Well, that's the thing, like I heard people like, oh, Fringe is awesome, Fringe is awesome. I don't know what that is. But then I saw a commercial for it. And it talked about, dimensions crossing over and there's two of everybody. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this. And that's not really like what it all is. Like it's what it is it's an investigation team of the FBI. It's called the Fringe Division. It started up like right at the beginning of the first episode.
Oh wow, yet another investigation television show.
Yeah, because, you know, there's not a lot of those. But, this is made up of an FBI agent and a couple FBI agents, like are the main characters of this. And this scientist who is really, kind of the root of all the problems that are happening. Because, like, fringe science is pseudoscience, really. It's, you know, teleportation, psychic abilities, mutations, all that stuff. All the fun stuff of science.
Huh.
It's you know, pseudoscience, you know, not really real, that kind of stuff, but it is real. You know
what
I mean? Yeah,
I gotcha.
And this guy, he, back in, late 70s, early 80s, he was the guy developing the teleportation machine. He was the guy splicing together species. Like, he was the root of it. And then he went insane. So, he's not all there during the show, which makes him hilarious.
Interesting.
Because he has cravings for food. And, you'll see, the most gross thing, and he's like, I want some cotton candy.
Wow.
Everybody just kind of looks at him like, what? What?
Huh. That's interesting. That's funny.
The creator is J.J. Abrams.
Oh, really?
You know, Lost.
Okay.
And he has said that, you know, this is not going to be like, if you miss an episode, you're going to be lost. Like, you can miss an episode and still kind of follow.
So it has an overall storyline to it, or is it like...
It does. There is an overall story.
Okay, so it's...
Kind of the way, Buffy had an overall story.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of secondary until the end.
So it's not like any of those other investigation shows where they're like, you know, one story, one... You know, one mission, one episode, like NCIS or
Oh, no. Like there still is, you know, like, the problem of the week.
Okay.
But then there's still, like, part, like, the last half of it is, like, the last, like, 5 minutes are, like, based on, like, directed towards, like, the overall Hawking story.
Okay, I gotcha.
But I lost my train of thought now. Yeah, it's gone. It's completely gone now.
Oh, that sucks. So, how long has this show been on?
Let's see, season 3 is going on right now.
Yeah, so
I'm like 2 episodes away from the end of season 1.
So Abrams was doing this and Lost at the same time.
Yes. I'm not quite, you know, I'm watching a yo-ho-ho version of this. So, you know, if you've ever done that, you know, you see the ads that, you know, you would see watching TV. And now I see, like, series premiere of Dollhouse up next.
Not if you find the right copy of it, you don't.
Yeah, not yet.
But, yeah. Huh. So it's on Fox.
Yeah, it's on Fox. Okay. You're like, oh my god.
It's a good
show on Fox that they aren't canceled.
And it's in its third season.
Yeah.
It's doomed quickly.
Shush.
But yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I gotta give that a shot. It always looked interesting, but I never really. Whenever I see a good show on Fox, I try not to, you know, get invested in it. Because Fox has hurt me so many times. Like Dollhouse, for example. But, yeah. Alrighty, anything else about it?
Yeah, that thought's gone. I don't know where I was going for that now. So, no, then.
Alrighty, have I been watching anything new? No, I haven't really been watching anything new, just, Sons of Anarchy just came on. That's a really good show.
So I've heard.
Yeah, I'd highly recommend you give that a shot. And it's weird because I'm not a biker type person myself, but that show's just, the story's just written so well. FX just has so many good shows. And luckily, they're Fox, but they're not Fox. Because the shows go on for a long time. But, yeah, just waiting for Dexter. And, yeah.
Yeah, because that starts
sometime
this week?
Next week, I think. I want to say.
Either this week or next week. I don't
know. Yeah. And House just came on last night. I still have to watch that. Maybe the last season, so, yeah. But anyways, on to gaming, which is the last half of this show. Dead Rising K-Zero. I bought this, of course, because it was $5, you know, $5 is $5, and you know, I'm a huge zombie fan. I really enjoyed Dead Rising, and I've been on the fence about the second one. You know, it's been weird because I've been watching a lot of videos on like game trailers about Dead Rising 2 because I don't have too much money to be spending on all kinds of games. So, you know, I'm deciding which games I'm going to rent, which games I'm going to buy. And, you know, there's co-op in Dead Rising 2. So, you know, I'm a sucker for co-op.
Which is the right kind of co-op.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, some built-in, like, oh, hey, it's, you know, this guy, you know, it's Chuck's buddy. No, it's another Chuck.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're playing two Chucks.
Yes.
That's so, wow. I didn't know that. Wow. That's crazy. But anyways, so I got this, and I figured, you know, the worst, you know, worst case, I don't like it, so I don't get, you know, Dead Rising 2, and, you know, worst case scenario is I'm out $5, but I get an arcade game and gamer score. Which, you know, it's hard to find a game, arcade game for $5 now. You know, it's either 10 or 15 bucks. So, you know, I got it, and I've played maybe a couple hours of it, and I'm enjoying it, but I have some major complaints. I did not have this problem in the first one. It is so hard to get around because there are like so many more zombies in this than there were before.
Well,
I mean, did you ever play the first one?
I did. And I've played the demo.
Oh, you have.
K-K-0.
Okay, so
I'm not going to buy it just yet. Like, I will eventually buy it, but not yet.
So do you know what I mean by there's like
the you know, head walking move is gone.
Yeah, I tried doing that and I'm like, you know, cuz there were so many of them and I was like it was just crazy. But I mean, there's like as many zombies, you know, at daytime as there were in nighttime in the last game. It's like ridiculous. Like, I don't know how far you played into it, but
in the first game, like, I made it to the first night, and when the zombies got really hard, I stopped and started over. And just kept playing to the first night.
I meant the demo of K-0, but
the demo doesn't go far.
Oh, really? Were you able to get the first part to the bike?
No, like when you get to the ambulance, that's where the demo starts.
See, getting that part back, you know, trying to push that shopping cart through that horde of zombies is just ridiculous. It got to the point where I had to pick up a bunch of those because they're the military zombies who have, you know, assault rifles. Mm-hmm. And I had to, like, use all them to shoot a bunch of zombies around the shopping cart. I had to pick up the shopping cart and I had to just, you know, just keep jumping from car to car, you know, hitting zombies with the shopping cart. I couldn't even push it. I had to pick it up and just, you know.
Well, see that's when, you know, you carry a bowling ball and you roll the bowling ball and then run behind the bowling ball.
But there wasn't a bowling ball. I didn't see a bowling ball.
You haven't used the bowling ball?
Not in the demo. Was there one in the...
There's a bowling alley in the game.
In K-0?
Yes, there's a bowling alley.
I didn't see it.
If you pick up a trash can and just throw it at a zombie and the trash can breaks, 9 times out of 10 a bowling ball will roll out of the trash can.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why people in that town are throwing bowling balls away.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, but yeah, it seemed like every time I tried going in a building, it was always locked, so yeah. Like I said, I haven't played much of it, but.
I was playing the demo, and I was talking to Jay Bird at the same time, and he had, I don't know, he had gone far, because like he was directing me like how to get into certain buildings, because like he got me into the hunting store, which is where all the fun stuff is. Like that's where the bow and arrow is. That's where the katana is. That's where all the firearms are.
Oh wow!
So yeah, get into the hunting store.
Yeah,
that's where the fun stuff is.
Definitely, but yeah, I haven't gotten far in the. In the demo, but it's a big chunk for $5.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'm surprised. It's like, I think you can And you can't do everything. I've heard you can't do everything in one playthrough, so there's, you know.
Oh, no, well, that's part of Dead Rising.
Yeah, so like it's a good deal for what you're getting, but I with that said, I don't know if I'm gonna buy Dead Rising 2. I may just get it rented from Gamefly.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna do.
But yeah, my biggest complaint was basically there's just all those zombies, and it's just really hard to get through because I'd have like three assault rifles or whatever, and you know it wouldn't do anything. You would think, you know, having three assault rifles, you'd be able to get through, you know, a block. Not really. I kept dying just because it would run out, you know.
You can't kill every zombie. Like, you have to, like, find, like, if I jump over here, if I jump on this car and then jump over these zombies, I'll be able to run away. Like, you can...
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Kind of close to the zombies. Like, you don't have to kill them. Like, I didn't find traversing the town was that hard. But then again, I did spend like 3 hours just, you know, in the diner, just kind of in a broken window, just kind of whacking the zombies with a tray.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that hard till you get to the ambulance and you get the Zombrex and the part for you get the bike or whatever, and you have to push the shopping cart back. That's where it was total pain because, you know, like I said, it wants you to push it, you know, initially, and there's no way you're pushing that shopping cart through all those zombies. But yeah, that's all I have on that. I guess going from one zombie game to another, Plants vs. Zombie on the Xbox Live Arcade came out, and, you know, I'm a sucker for PopCap games, you know. They're so damn addictive to me, or I find, you know. And this is the third version of Plants vs. Zombies that I have purchased. I have bought the one on Steam, I have bought the one on the iPod Touch, and I have bought the one on Xbox Live Arcade.
Wow.
Because, I mean, it's just a good game to go to when you're just trying to kill time. Like, you know, I'll play a couple waves or rounds or whatever you want to call them on my iPod Touch when I'm, like, waiting, you know, somewhere. Or if I'm just trying to wait for someone to log on Xbox Live to do co-op with on, like, Reach or whatever, I'll pop in, you know, the game on the Xbox and I'll just... Or not pop the game in since it's a downloadable game, but you know what I mean.
No, what do you mean?
But I'll just start it up and yeah, basically stuff like that.
I was almost like that with Peggle.
Oh yeah, I've bought in Peggle twice. I have not bought in Peggle on the computer.
See, I bought on the. On my cell phone and for the computer.
Yeah. I bought it on the iPod Touch and Xbox Live. Because I discovered it right when they were about to release it on the... I can't remember what it came on first, iPod Touch or Xbox. But it was only like a month or two away, so I was just waiting. And they have a free version on Steam, so I just play that whenever I needed to. But yeah, Plants vs. Zombies, I didn't do my research because although it's awesome, it's the same thing, you know, I'm loving it, and there are extra stuff for it. The co-op is not over Xbox Live. The co-op is local only.
How do you do co-op? In a game like that, I mean, I can see how you do co-op in, you know, a normal tower defense game, but this is not a normal tower defense game.
Yeah, see, I'm guessing you... I haven't played it yet, so I can't really say for that, but I don't know. I have to get... Every time I'm, you know, have a friend over to, you know, game or whatever, he's always wanting to, like, play Reach or something else, so, yeah. But next time I'll have to try that out and report back. But the versus mode, I do know it's like one person's the plants and one person's the zombies. So, of course, obviously.
Huh.
And there's like, I guess there's brains. I've seen from screenshots I've seen, there's like brains that are just like the sunlight that they collect, I guess, to throw out more zombies. I mean, that'd be so much fun to do, you know, versus over, like, live. I really hope that they add that in later on. I'm really surprised it's not, you know, it's local only, because I know you can do Peggle co-op on live. Like, you can do up to 4 people, I think, even. So, I don't know. I really hope they... That comes, you know, that's either like a cheap little add-on or it's just a free patch. Preferably free patch. But yeah. Overall, it's what I, you know, it's Plants vs. Zombies. You know, it's fun. I'll play it. So, yeah. And the controls are really good. They're better than I thought it would be. It really works really well on a controller using the analog stick. Cause it's not just, you know, you can go up, down, left, right, you know, from like individual little plots like one would think with that game, you know, you can go diagonally and, you know, all that to the plots, the individual little plots. And you don't have to click on the sunlight. All you gotta do is just hover over it or touch it or whatever, or actually get the arrow near it. So it's pretty cool. It works pretty well. But,
So there is like a reticle?
Yes, there is.
On screen? Okay.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to get my money's worth, so I'm not that disappointed. Even though, I mean, co-op over live would be nice, but I'll probably end up playing local co-op eventually with friends. But I guess onto that, we can go to Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you have lots of questions about this for me.
Yeah, first off, how was it?
Excellent. Best Spider-Man game I've ever played.
Really? Yes. See, that's not what I've heard.
Really?
See, I've heard that a particular part of it is really, really good, but the other parts are meh.
Well, like, what have you heard? Like, what parts have been meh and what are...
The Amazing Spider-Man is not fleshed out totally. And, like, oh, I've heard that, you know, none of them really fleshed out that well. But one, you know, the mechanics of the noir, you know, is just, you know, Batman Asylum with Spider-Man, which is awesome.
That's true. That is true. It definitely has that feeling, but it works. It totally works.
Oh yeah, I expect I would want it to, because that would be the part I would play the game for.
And I'm not sure when this game was in development too. When they started, because Batman's only a year old, so this had to have been in development like around the Batman time, you know.
Well, like, if I remember right, I was first hearing about Shattered Dimensions when Arkham 2 was announced.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And, like, they just had the Ultimate Spider-Man and Noir.
Yeah. Huh. But the Noir, I really enjoyed. I mean, and the best part about the Noir is it's voiced by the same guy who did Spider-Man and Peter Parker on the 90s animated TV series.
Oh, that's good.
Same exact guy. So, you know, the first cutscene with him, you know, the first, like, I think he said three words, and I just, you know, hit the guide button to pause it, and I went on IMDb and looked that up and was like, yes, that is. That's the I instantly knew it, so. That was that's definitely awesome as far as, you know, catering to fans. And the Amazing Spider-Man is voiced by Neil Patrick Harris. He does a pretty good job.
I was hearing this from Jeff Gerson at Giant Bomb. He actually did not like some of the stuff that he was saying, because like they seemed forced and just kind of like not really witty stuff from today, but more witty as in from the 90s.
Yeah. I guess I still thought the voice, you know, dialogue was really good. I mean, really funny. Like once, like it would go to like Madam Web, she's in it, and it would go to her,
yeah,
like talking to one of the Spider-Mans, and then you do, he'll make a joke, and then it'd go to another Spider-Man, I think, after a mission, I think, and then the other Spider-Man would make a joke, and he'd be like, oh, wait, did one of my other selves make that joke? And she was like, it was not funny the first time, either. I mean, there was just some really funny stuff.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, there was some really funny dialogues, and...
Oh, yeah, there has to be, it's Spider-Man, and, you know, if there wasn't, I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah, definitely, and I mean, so the voice, you know, and the voice actors were awesome for it. You know, the dialogue was really good. I enjoyed that. The characters, like the way the game's set up is, it's in three acts. It goes like each act you do one of the Spider-Mans, like, you know, Amazing, Noir, 2099, Ultimate, and you know that's the end of the first act, and mm-hmm. you're doing bosses. Basically, it's like bosses, like Kraven the Hunter. You're like in a jungle trying to you're basically going through the stage trying to hunt him down, and you're fighting, you know, little minions and stuff, and that it got a bit repetitive, but they switched it up with each of the Spider-Mans, you know, so it didn't feel too bad.
Well, like, from what I've heard, that the Ultimate Spider-Man and the Amazing Spider-Man are very similar in controls, really. It's like the controls are really from, like, the combat from the last Spider-Man game. Web of Shadows.
It's similar, but there are some differences I've seen. But they're similar, but they're not, because Ultimate has the black suit, you know, has the Venom suit.
Well, like, to me that'd be more like, you know, Shattered Dimensions, because, you know, you could just hit a button and go to black suit, and it's different combos.
You can't switch between.
I know that, but I'm talking about, you know, the way that, you know, the combos from the Ultimate are different from the combos from Amazing, the way that the black suit and red suit were different combos, and Web of Shadows.
Yeah, I mean, there are...
But, I mean, the combat was still the same, though.
Yeah, but, combat's, yeah, still the same, but because they're similar Spider-Mans, too. They're, like, present day, you know, Spider-Man's just in two different dimensions. if you understand what I mean. I mean, because the 2099, of course, is in the future, and Noir is in the past.
Is not Peter Parker.
Yeah. But, each of them had their own little different, or some of them had their own different things. Like, the Noir had the, wait, no, which one? The Ultimate Spider-Man, of course, had the Venom suit, which it, mm-hmm. he went to, like, you get the combo meter up, and you could just go to, like, complete rage mode. Where, you know, you were just owning. And you know, as long as there's a big group of, you know, villain or, you know, minions or whatever, and you could keep that combo meter up, you could keep going. But if there was only a little bit, you know, it would run out fast. And the rage mode was pretty cool. That was one of my favorites. And then the 2099 had, like, a slow mode, you know, where everything was slower, where, you know, you would hit the same button and everything was slower. And what else? The Noir, of course, had the like night vision, you know, whatever spider special.
The detective vision.
Yeah. So, and Amazing Spider-Man, he really didn't have anything. He had spider sense, but he really didn't have anything spectacular, so. That was always a tougher one it was always tougher to, you know, fight with him. But yeah.
Okay, I've gotta ask, first person mode.
First person mode?
There are certain parts of the game that goes into first person.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was like a quick time event. Where, you know, like, say, Kraven would, you know, get up close to you, and he would try to hit you, and you'd have to move the both analog sticks down at when it's said to. And if you did it too fast, you know, or too slow, you know, but there was some leeway. It wasn't like a lot of quick time events where if you did it, you know, at the wrong, you know, if you didn't do it at the right point, it would mess up. You know, you would dodge it, and then it left you to, you know, you could move them up, you can move them down, you can move them left, right, you know, and it did different punches like jabs and hooks and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
Okay.
So it was one quick time event, and then it was kind of like a free punch mode, you know, with the analog stick. But
okay, so it was basically dodge this guy and then wail the crap out of him.
Yeah, basically. They didn't do that too much. I mean, they didn't beat you over the head with that like most games would. What else? But yeah, the Noir was probably one of the toughest ones because you had to, if you got discovered, you died easily. I mean, if you got shot just a couple times, you know, if you got discovered, you had to, like, web out of there, like, quick. Because the whole thing with the Noir is he's newer, you know, his powers aren't as developed as the others. So I guess he's not as strong as the others, but going to the villains, it was awesome the way they did it. You could tell what villains were what some of the times because, like, there'd be the outline if you were in the first act, you could see all the villains on that act, kind of. It was the outline, you know? The silhouette. There we go. The silhouette of it. And you could some of them you could tell, but some of them you were like, what? And then, you know, when you went to play it, it would show you, of course. And some of them were weird. Like, do you care if I tell you what characters were in it?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Like, Doc Ock for 2099 was a female. Yeah. So that was pretty weird. Let's see,
I've heard that the villains from noir, like, they're not known villains. Like, unless you've read the noir comic books. Like, they're all specific to noir.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not true?
Noir villains were Hammerhead, Vulture, and Hobgoblin or Green Goblin? I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but, what was it? I can't remember which one. But yeah. Which one was in the first Spider-Man? The movies.
The Green Goblin?
Yeah, I think it was, I think it actually just said Goblin, but I think it was the Green Goblin because it was Norman Osborn. But it just said Goblin. But yeah, I knew all those from the 90s TV series, so. I mean, like, Hammerhead wasn't a big character, but he was in it a couple times, so I knew him, but, yeah. And, okay, there was, but, yeah, I mean, like you said, like, Doc Ock was a woman, you know? There were just different variations of that, and there was one of the villains, I think you're going to be glad about this, was Deadpool.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I knew that because I think I saw a commercial where he was the narrator for the commercial, actually. So I knew he was in it.
And he's not really a bad guy either.
Well, good, because he's not in the comic books either.
I mean, he's one of the bosses, you know, in the missions, but he's hosting a game show. And Spider-Man just happens to be, you know, he's competing for one of the shattered pieces of the I can't think of what it's called.
The shattered dimension piece or whatever.
Yeah, the tablet. There we go. It's some ancient tablet that got shattered, but yeah, and it's just hilarious. The stuff with Deadpool was hilarious. You know, I was getting tired at that point right before then. I was like, you know, it's kind of getting a little repetitive, and then Deadpool came on, and I was like, okay, this is awesome. This is fun. I was like, oh.
Deadpool makes everything better.
I was like, Stuart's going to love this. I mean, it was just entertaining, and just some of the stuff Deadpool was saying was just hilarious, so. But yeah, I'm gonna buy this game. I rented it from Gamefly, but I'm gonna go back and buy it, actually, because I'd say it's a buy for any Spider-Man fan, because there's different, you earn, like, points, you know, like, experience points, and you can buy, like, you know, like all the other games where you can buy, like, new combos and new, you know, increase your health meter and increase your, like, rage meter for Ultimate Spider-Man and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm definitely going to want to go through those and play it again and get through the achievements. And you see, I played it on the hardest difficulty since I was renting it, so I could get all the achievements for it. But I'm going to go back, you know, and take my time on, like, some of the easier, you know, probably normal, and just, you know, just have fun with it. And because I'm sure I'll notice a lot more stuff. Because on hard, you know, the hardest difficulty, I was just trying not to die. But it was fun. Yeah, I definitely recommend it. For any Spider-Man fan,
I'm definitely gonna have to. Like, it's on my queue from Gamefly.
Yeah, definitely, definitely rent it. And you'll like I said, I'm gonna pick this up, but I'm gonna wait till it goes down like maybe to, you know, 30-something dollars. To, okay. You know, cheaper, when I can get it cheaper.
Yeah, of course.
Since there's, you know, I'm busy with other stuff at the moment, but I'm definitely glad I played this, and I'm definitely glad this came out before Reach.
Came out before what?
Before Halo Reach.
What's that?
Our next topic. Bungie's last, you know, hurrah, farewell to Halo. And I know you've had you've been playing this a lot.
As much as I can.
Well, a lot more than me, anyways.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Because somebody didn't get it when everybody else did.
Well,
somebody got behind.
I got it the day it came out. I just couldn't play it.
You got the day after.
No, I got it the day it came out on the 14th.
Okay, we'll see. I was there at the midnight. So to me, it came out on the 13th.
Yeah. But, yeah. And, like, Deshane and a bunch of other people I've been playing co-op with said, you know, it's my fault, you know, how dare I have a birthday right after Reach comes out, because I wasn't really able to play at all this past weekend because I had a birthday. How dare I?
Whatever, drink and play Halo. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, I guess I could have, but I had a bunch of people, and we were playing Rock Band and stuff, so, yeah.
I said this on Twitter. See, if you are able to hold the sticks or hold the guitar, you're not drunk enough.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I guess side note, we were like just taking shots and shots and shots of, you know, like, what was it? Like vodka, different types of vodka, even this, oh god, this sweet apple stuff. I don't know what the hell. It was disgusting. It was so sweet. I don't like sweet alcohol, really and truly. But, and, you know, just taking shots of that, and I got some hard rock root beer, which was awesome. Stronger than the beer we have here. But, yeah, and just, you know, it was just amazing, because we were playing on hard, and I was still, you know, after like 8 shots, I was still able to play on hard on Rock Band. And I'm like, how the hell am I doing this?
See, it's, you know, when you stand up and you can't stay up unless you're holding on to a wall, yeah, you're not drunk enough.
Yeah.
But once you hit that point, you're safe.
Yeah. It was funny, because when I went to the liquor store, the guy was like, yeah, excited, huh? First time gonna be drinking alcohol, huh? And I'm like, yeah, sure, right.
Yeah, I've not been on the 40 cast at all.
But, yeah, that was a fun weekend, but no Halo Reach, sadly. But I've been playing it, I have. I started campaign with a group, and we did heroic, and we got through the first half, and then when I tried getting on, they were already on playing through the second half, and they already had a replacement, so that sucked. And then last night we just started legendary and got through this first half, so I played the first half twice.
Yeah, so have I, except I was on easy and normal.
Yeah, when I first saw you playing on easy, I'm like, seriously? I almost called you out on Twitter about it. I almost did.
Well, no, like, but I play like when I play games, I play them on the easiest difficulty, because I want the story, and you know what? It's more fun.
Yeah. See, I thought maybe you were playing co-op with your sister, and that's why you're playing on easy. That's why I didn't call you out, but.
No, like I made it through like maybe the first 3 missions, and I'm like, you know what? I want achievements. So from mission 4 on, I played on normal. I'm like, all right, I beat the game. Where's my achievement? Where's my achievement for beating the game? Then I realized, oh, I still haven't played missions 1 through 3 on normal. Oh, so I had to go back and do those.
Yeah, but it's definitely fun co-op. It definitely is. It's a lot easier too.
Alright, so how far have you got?
Finished the helicopter mission, you know, where, you know, you're on the helicopter, chain guns and rocket launchers or whatever, the two helicopters. So, like, I think that's the fifth mission. So, like, exactly halfway, I think.
Trying to think. Like, are you flying the helicopter?
We're not flying, we're in it, though. Okay. Yeah, we're in it, shooting down, yeah.
Okay, I know where you're at.
And it's amazing the different things you can do with, you know, like, you know those, the big, I forget what they're called, the big, like, towers you have to destroy? I can't remember who I was playing with who told us this, but you can just, if you have a ghost, you can sit back, like, away from it and just keep shooting at it. You don't even have to go to it to destroy it. Mm-hmm. That made it a lot easier on Legendary.
I found that out because there's a part where it's guarded, like, is guarded by two hunters.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm playing alone, and the AI is stupid as hell.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm like, go up there and distract him. Get him.
Yeah.
See, because I'm on a ghost, you know, trying to do circles around him, and, you know, Cass just sitting in the back going, yeah, you gotta kill him.
Yeah. It's like, no shit.
Why don't you come help me?
Yeah, but,
instead of staring at that rock for 20 minutes.
Well, what do you expect? She's only got one real arm. But, I'm enjoying it, but as far as the story goes, I've always been confused with the Halo stories, the way that the cutscenes are. Honestly, I do not know what's going on.
I can usually follow them.
I don't know. I've always had trouble following Halo. Probably because I started with Halo 3. I didn't play Halo 1 or 2, so I was always like, what's... Huh? Who's that dude?
Who's the green guy?
Wait, the Arbiter was a bad guy? What?
Yeah, oh. We've been asking this since, you know, after Halo 1, you know, no Flood. Finally got it. The fourth, fifth game. No Flood.
Yeah. But, as far as the campaign goes, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. It doesn't seem as hard as the others. Well, ODST and Halo 3. It doesn't seem as hard as those.
Well, like, I actually thought, you know, like, you know, like, you know, from like Halo 1, like, oh, it's a grunt, just get one shot dead. Oh, it's a lead. Oh, I hit a couple shots dead. You know, I can just charge through this. I thought that, you know, like, oh my god, it's an elite. I've got to have some strategy here. Like, I actually thought elites were pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I do not remember them that powerful in 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's probably just because I'm going through a co-op with three other people. I mean, when we went through Heroic, we were just going through it so fast. I'm like, really? We're in mission whatever, really? We've completed that much? Wow.
Oh, no. Go through it by yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to
do that. It's a totally different game.
I'm not that big of a Halo fan to just do Legendary by myself.
Oh, no. I'm not gonna do Legendary by myself.
I don't care about that achievement.
That achievement, you're not gonna get it.
I'm having trouble killing those damn birds. every time I try to kill those damn birds at the beginning, you know, either one goes, either they run away and I can't find them, or someone else has already killed them. But, yeah, I'm having trouble with that, let alone playing it on solo Legendary.
Yeah, something else you've been having trouble with is staying connected to a game.
I have.
Well, the only time I've actually played with you, I didn't even get to play with you because you kept falling out when we were playing Firefly.
Oh yeah, that night. I don't know what the hell happened. That's the only time I ever had a problem was that night, was right then and there. You know, when we were playing multiplayer, everything was fine, but maybe it was just someone else in the party I couldn't connect to. I don't know, that's weird. But, back to campaign. A big complaint I have is the fact that they give us all these great, you know, the power-ups, you know, the running, the armor lock, the, you know, holograph, whatever. And
yeah, the hologram.
Hologram, yeah. But the jetpack, you know, and you can't just choose what you want, like, at the beginning of the mission. I hate that. You know, the jetpack's only there every, like, you know, just certain spots throughout the entire game. I don't like that.
Really up in, like, there's only one part where you actually need the jetpack.
Yes, but why introduce it in the game if you can't, you know?
I use sprint up until the point where you need the jetpack, and then I usually sprint the rest of the game. I think the armor abilities are they really come into play in multiplayer.
Yeah. I just would like to use the hologram more in the campaign, because that's just so fun. Just seeing the, you know, especially when, like, there's, like, an enemy is, like, high up and has, like, the laser beam? Or the beam, mm-hmm. whatever, and, you know, you can't move. You're, like, stuck, and you can't progress any further. Well, with the hologram, you can just distract. One guy can use the hologram to distract him, and the other guys can just, you know, take fire at him. Stuff like that would just make it so much easier.
Yeah, there is strategic uses, but they don't really come into play really in the campaign. They really come into play in the multiplayer.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I've got to tell the story. It was a couple days ago. When the tag had their game night, Jaybird was running it. I was like, oh god, but it was actually really good. Like, and we were we were on a forge map of Lockout. You know, somebody remade Lockout or Pitch Black in Halo 3.
Yeah.
Or Blackout. No, it was Blackout. My bad. Somebody just remade the map, and it's perfect. But somebody used the hologram, and when you use the hologram, you know, it just sends out a copy of you just running, just doesn't do anything, just runs straight. And Ace Black was running after the hologram, thinking, I'm going to assassinate this guy. And the hologram ran off the side of the map. Ace Black went right with it.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Just because it's Ace Black, it makes it even funnier.
Oh no, you should have heard.
Oh damn. So whose hologram was it?
It was Laid Back for Life. I think it was his. But after that, all of us switched to holograms. And it was like a full, like, 15 of us.
Wow. That's just so funny.
And that just made, because Ace Black will fall for that every time.
Thank you
time.
For telling me. Now I'm going to give Ace Black shit about that, because him and I kind of have a little rivalry going.
Oh, yeah, use a hologram.
Oh, that's awesome. But, yeah.
And, but that wasn't the first time that happened, though. It happened, like two or three times. Like, he'd fall with the hologram off the map.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then, of course, I assassinated him five times that night.
Awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Wonder if he listens to the show or not. Anyways, but yeah, multiplayer is just, it's just crazy. I mean, already some of the stuff people have made on Forge.
Oh, no kidding. I posted a picture on Twitter that somebody made. It was just a screenshot that I found on Bungie.net. But, like, somebody, like, made, like, a huge, giant Xbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's pretty cool. But, yeah, and, I mean, you know, of course, we were in a group, and we were doing the whole IGN, you know, firefight exploit. Not exploit, because it's part of the game, but, you know, their whole...
No, you were... I wasn't with you when you did that. I actually did that later with J-Bird.
Yeah, I mean, I said we in a group. I was meaning some other people, okay. Yeah. But, and that was fun. I mean, that was just unbelievably fun. Just trying to see who can... You know, none of us were dying, of course, because we were invincible, but it was just cool seeing who could get the most score, you know, and... I mean, that's fun right there, when it's not fighting for your life, it's just who can get...
Oh yeah. Like, see, it was J-Bird, me, Deekster, I think, and Laid Back for Life. Like, it was the four of us. We were trying to get the 1 million achievement point.
Oh, yeah.
We were in that map for maybe an hour.
Oh, wow.
Doing that.
There's a secret to that. But, you change the enemies instead of, you know, you change them to all, what is it, brute?
Yeah, like somebody mentioned that, but we were already like, you know, 500,000.
Yeah,
like they were elites coming out.
Yeah.
So like they weren't all grunts. So thank God.
Yeah, that definitely would have been crazy. I still have not done yet though.
That's another thing, like. The map, like, we're getting achievements, like, you know, like something you should try to earn without doing, you know, like, hey, you know, everybody on, you know, Undying. I don't think we should be able to get the, you know, like, do, like, so many, like, survive so many waves on Legendary without dying. I don't think you should get that achievement.
Oh, you don't? You think that's cheating?
Yeah, I do. I think that's, you know, cheating achievement points.
Well, I guess.
Some of them, yeah, okay. You know, like the spoonful of blamite, yeah, okay. I mean, that just kind of takes skill.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll end up being in a group of people, and we'll end up actually probably doing all that stuff legit, you know, but it's just fun to get all those achievements, and then we can just go, you know, to firefight, just to do firefight, you know, because I'm playing with a group mostly who, you know, whenever there was an XP weekend for, you know, Gears of War, we would do, you know, Horde mode, just to do Horde mode, and so, you know, firefight, probably gonna do firefight just to do firefight. You know, see how far we can get, just because that's just such a fun game type.
Yeah, I think we see, like, legitimate, you know, no changes in the game type or the game stats or whatever, just on normal. I think three of us made it maybe about 30 minutes. And in firefight, that was hard.
Yeah,
you know, because like you all share the same life pool. And once wraiths started coming out, like that it just started killing us over and over and over again, until like we just held up in the building that spawns us for like 20 minutes.
Wow, that's correct.
Yeah, that was the one where you were having trouble connecting.
Yeah, I don't know. It was then. I guess I don't know. Which just and when I was playing with other people for other stuff, you know, this past weekend when I did play during the weekend, it was just laggy and it was just some parts were really hard to play. I mean, it's because the game just came out. You know, the servers are being tested.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, I mean just all the different, you know, having trouble connecting that certain time, or you know, it's lagging. It's lagging now, and instead of versus then, you know, it's just it just came out, and there's nothing really else to play at the moment, and it is Bungie's last game, so.
Yeah, which they're still gonna support.
Oh yeah, they're gonna support for a year, I think. Awesome.
Because the first patch is coming out, beginning of next month.
I hope they haven't really said what's all in the patch, have they?
Kind of. Like
they're adding a new game type, aren't they?
Well, they're adding new game types, which they haven't said what they are, or at least I haven't read what they are. But they're adding co-op matchmaking, which is not, you know, like, oh, just get, you know, four randoms and go through the entire game. No, it's you get four randoms and you vote on what level you're going to do.
Huh.
That was planned, but they weren't going to put it out like when the game first came out, because they wanted everybody's first experience through the game to be, you know, from, you know, first mission, second mission, third, not jumping around like the way this is going to be.
Huh. Okay. What else? Do you know of anything else?
They said it's got a few bug fixes, yeah, and some balancing.
I'm hoping it includes the fix for what's it called, the 4 gig Xbox Slims, because iFester cannot do anything co-op. He can only do matchmaking because he's gotten, you know, 4 gig Xbox Slim, and I feel for him. And it sucks because he's one of the people, you know, he's one of the people in my group who we play, you know, Left 4 Dead, Gears of War, you know, Crackdown 2.
Yeah, that does suck that you can't do co-op without a hard drive.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It's like a kick in the face to all the people who.
I want to say like Bungie.
Oh, go ahead.
Like, did this before. Like, you couldn't, it was a hard drive issue. Like, you couldn't do it before.
I wouldn't know. But.
Like, in Halo 3, you couldn't do it without. I want to say. I could be wrong. I know somebody else has had that problem before, or has done that before.
Yeah, but, I mean, like I was saying, it seems like a, you know, just slap in the face to, you know, all the people like iFester who bought the new Xbox, you know, 360 Slim, you know, they're buying the new products, you know, they're the early adopters.
Doesn't that come with a hard drive though?
A four gig.
I thought it came with a 250 hard drive.
He bought the Slim, which has the 4 gig.
Okay.
There's a Slim and a 250 gig.
Okay, I thought that, you know, it just came with the 250.
Yeah, he got a really good deal on the Slim and was planning on getting a hard drive later on. He got, I think it was $150 for the new Slim arcade. Pretty good deal, but yeah, so I'm really hoping they'll fix that soon, because it must suck for him to not be able to go through campaign or play firefight with anyone else. I totally feel for him.
Yeah, that sucks. But, you know, you can still, you know, go through the campaign by yourself.
Yeah, and multiplayer. You
can still do multiplayer.
Yeah. And with that said, he's probably still played the game twice as much as I have. But I plan on playing a lot more. So, yeah. But, yeah, anything else you want to touch on Halo Reach?
What do you think of the differences that were made from the beta?
Didn't they have a couple extra of the special abilities than from the
yeah?
Because I saw some of those and I was like, that wasn't in the beta. At least I don't remember it.
Hologram and shield drop.
Yeah,
which shield drop. That's the drop shield from Halo 3, you know, the bubble shield.
Yeah, and the hologram, that's my favorite one. That's definitely my favorite one.
Ace Blacks loves that one, too.
But, yeah.
And he will tell you how much he loves it.
Oh, definitely. But, I don't know, it just, it seems like they toned down some of the weapons. It just seems like maybe. The pistol is weaker.
No, the pistol and the DMR are the same, and they should be.
Well, I've heard from other people, you know, some podcasts I have listened to that they made the DMR stronger.
Like, you know, they might have, you know, brought the pistol down and the DMR up to and meet that.
Yeah,
because the pistol. And the DMR strategy is the same. 4-1. 4 body shots and then 1 headshot.
Yeah.
Done.
But yeah, that's all I've really noticed. What about you?
Yeah. My problem is grenades are strong as hell.
Yeah, I would have thought that's gonna be coming the patch.
I want to say they're stronger now than they were in the beta.
Really? Wow! I haven't noticed that.
They were strong in the beta.
Yeah, they were definitely.
But
that was one of our big complaints. Was it's just gonna be a grenade fight? You know, if they don't fix it, that's what everyone kept saying.
Yeah, and it kind of is. Like, if you have grenades, like, that's... But, like it seems like, you know, full shields, and I'm running, and somebody throws a grenade at my foot, and I'm standing on it from full shields. They haven't hit me. The grenade blows up. I die. And it, like, you know, if you're looking at it, you know, like, oh, yeah, you're going to blow up. You're going to die if you're standing on a grenade. But it wasn't like that in Halo 3. You know, it would just take your shields down. Now it'll just flat out kill you. Cause like it's almost like, you know, at the same exact time as I hear the tink 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 of another grenade, it's actually two. Like that's just kind of what it feels like to me.
Huh. So you're saying one feels like two, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know, but, I just thought.
And I still quite haven't got the arc of the grenades down.
Yeah.
Because it's different than Halo 3.
Yeah.
And, you know, we made this comment when the beta coming out, you know, Halo, you know, Reach is bigger, so gravity's stronger, so the grenade arc isn't going to be as high.
Yeah. I don't like regular grenades. I like the plasmas because I love to just stick, you know, stick plasmas onto people. And
well, see, that's what I was talking about. You know, with the I haven't quite got the arc down to stick people yet.
Yeah, because that's always just so fun. Speaking of which, I got a quick story about that. We were playing co-op, and I guess I got stuck with a plasma grenade, you know, and I didn't know it. So I was running to cover. I was running to Deshane Vox, you know, from Tag.
Uh-huh.
And it killed both of us. And that was just a funny moment. Oh, my God. I just had to share that because he was like, poetic, come on, aww. I was like, I didn't know. I didn't know I was
stuck. I didn't know I had a grenade stuck to my face. I didn't know.
I can't see the side of my head. But yeah, but I don't know. It just seemed like, you know, from playing Halo 3, the pistol in that sucked, you know.
Well, this is the Halo 1 pistol.
And with ODST, you know, they introduced the Halo 1 pistol, and I remember thinking, this pistol's awesome. That was, like, my weapon of choice, you know, in ODST. And I don't know, it just seems weaker than it did in ODST and the beta.
Well, now, are you comparing that to killing grunts?
Yeah.
Because they've made grunts harder to kill.
Oh, okay. That's probably it.
Okay. Yeah, grunts are not as easy to kill now. Because, like, I was, you know, before Halo Reach came out, there was, like, a countdown. You know, every day, you know, like, a new thing would pop up for Halo Reach. Sometimes it'd be, you know, a trailer. Sometimes it'd be, you know, a video with Bungie guys doing commentary, and one of them was a preview of Firefight, and a couple of the Bungie guys were talking, and apparently one day they said, like, well, what if, you know, we made grunts, you know, instead of getting one headshot, it'd be two, you know, just a couple of them. And they did that, and then there was a glitch, and they, you know, like, grunts, you know, you could not get a headshot off them. And they, you know, they decided to quit, oh, no, don't do that. So they took it away, but apparently some of them still have it.
Huh. That's interesting.
Like, I have noticed that, you know, some grunts take, you know, three or four shots to kill.
Yeah, then that's just ridiculous. Like, four shots to kill a grunt, a little grunt. I mean, I don't know. Hopefully that they balance that a little. I mean, I can see maybe two shots, but like you said, like three or four. I don't know. But, I saw, actually, I can't remember from what, but I think it was Raptor. Their Twitter feed was saying the average Halo Reach player has played 23 hours of the game so far.
Really?
That's crazy. It has earned like 19 achievements. I don't know how much I've played, but it's not even close. I mean,
I've earned 31 achievements. And I have played, loading. I have played 10 hours of Reach.
Oh, really? Really?
I thought I played more than that.
I've played 15 hours. Wow, I have actually played more than you.
Yes, but I have finished the campaign, though.
Yeah. That's true. I played a lot of Firefight. And I've earned 18. Okay, 18. So I'm almost, as far as achievement-wise goes, I'm almost there. I'd have a lot more if I actually finished the campaign, but...
Yeah, you're just over halfway there from where I'm at.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm seeing two different numbers here. I'm seeing one that says 10 hours, and then one over here that says 1 day and 3 hours.
Are you sure you're looking at, it's not like the last, like, 7 days versus the last month?
No, it's
or
1 month.
Oh. Huh, I don't know. That's weird. But how many total?
27 hours.
Okay, so you're
that seems more about right.
Yeah, I was about to say you've played a lot more than me. I'm pretty sure you have, because I've seen you play a lot more than me. Because I may not be on Xbox Live, but I look on it. You know, I definitely take breaks from writing essays and whatnot, and see what everyone's playing, and I get jealous and sad and.
And then cry.
Yes. And then write about marble cake federalism. I definitely got to start playing more with y'all. I definitely do. I didn't sign up for Jaybird's game night, and I didn't accept y'all's invites because, you know, I was busy most of the weekend, and I wasn't sure if I could, you know, if
well,
I'd have
I didn't sign up either. I was just invited to it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that so everyone who sent me invites, if they're listening to this, they know it's nothing personal. Like,
you just didn't like it.
Like, Jaybird got so freaked out because he thought I was mad at him because I was in a party with someone and he got booted out, and he thought it was me. I'm like, I was not the party leader, dude. I didn't boot you. Don't freak out.
Hey, it's that Jaybird kid. Boot him. He's just a high schooler. We don't like him very much.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I got no beef with you, Jaybird. So calm down. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, and sadly, I got, you know, sadly the ending got spoiled for me.
Yeah, okay.
Reach it falls. Because I never would have known that. I'm kidding. Yeah. As far as...
Are you being serious?
No,
or?
I'm just kidding. As far, you know, of course I knew that. I knew that before Reach even, you know, was announced, but...
Oh yeah,
but as far as you know, like real spoilers go for it, I have not gotten spoiled.
Okay, well, I was actually spoiled before the game came out, because I knew that the press had the game. I knew they did, and so I was on Bungie's site, you know, looking at videos, because what you can do now is if you post a video to your file share, you can actually watch it on the internet.
Oh wow!
So you can watch it on Bungie's site. So I was watching videos of you know the press games and stuff, and I was like, "Well, what is this?" You know, I'm not going to say what it is because I'll spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Click on that. I'm watching. Oh, hey, this is the campaign. Wait a minute. I think this is the end. Oh, son of a... So I knew exactly the last thing you had to do at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm totally looking forward towards the second half because the space battles look so interesting to me.
It's a cool part.
Really? Yeah. So, yeah. It totally looks fun. But... Yeah. I'm sure we'll be talking about this more next week, and maybe we can find someone else who has been playing this to guest, so we can talk more about it.
Yes.
And we can kind of go into spoilers, because I know for a fact I'll be finished by it by next week. So.
Yes, I definitely want to talk about the end.
Yeah, and...
Oh, and I will say this, stay till after the credits.
Oh, definitely. I do that with everything. Everything. Movies, you know, at the theaters, games, everything. I always wait. And when you play Spider-Man, wait for the credits too. Because there's a thing for the Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions that's just hilarious.
Well, is it kind of like what they did with Mua 2?
I never played that.
You didn't play Mua 2?
No, I didn't.
At the end, Deadpool goes in the office of the video game company. Like, it's just all audio. It's just Deadpool yelling at the director of the game. Saying, like, why didn't you put me in the game more? I should have been the most powerful character in the game.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, well, you know, hit these two buttons and, oh, look what happens. It's like, where's my swords? I don't have my swords. What'd you do?
But, yeah. Speaking of Deadpool, one of the things he did in Shattered Dimensions was whenever he shot, he would do the pew, 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 pew thing or bang, bang, bang. Oh, it's just hilarious. And he's going to be one of my favorite characters in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. He looks like he's going to be a really good character in that game. But yeah, I don't want to spoil it's nothing major, but it's really funny. Shattered Dimensions, just to let you know that. Because anything, no matter if there's a slim chance, you know, or if there's a high chance that, you know, no, they're not going to do anything, I still wait. Because why not? So many things have introduced that in the geek culture, basically. But, yeah, I guess that's it, unless you got anything else.
That's it for now.
Yeah, we've kind of gone on pretty long.
So you finished Reach. Yeah. Yeah, we have.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd be talking this much, just the two of us, but, yeah.
It's been a while.
Definitely.
Like, it's actually been a while since we've actually talked, like, outside the show.
Yeah. And we haven't gamed that much, because neither one of us have had much time, but...
Yeah.
We definitely gotta get on, like, some Firefighter something.
Yeah.
I think...
That's definitely gonna happen.
I think this Friday, Forgetful, has a game night, so I may join that.
And hopefully I don't have to work, so I can join that too.
Yeah. But, yeah, just let me know whenever you don't work and you want to do a game night. I'm sure we can just tweet, you know, Geeks for the Win, you know, spontaneous game night. Who wants to join?
Game night starts now.
Definitely. But, I guess with that, you know, I can start the whole pimpage of Open Forum Radio Network. You know, we're Geeks for the Win, part of the OFR network, where they have lots and lots of different types of podcasts. You know, from the OFR Sportscast to the Prove Your Point, which has made a comeback.
Yeah, there's another episode out. Oh God.
Yeah, the third official episode, and it was a good one. I enjoyed it. Yet again, that was one I had trouble not yelling at my iPod while I was sitting in the student union. Because
you don't want to look crazy.
Exactly. But, but yeah, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear that, but they had Scarfinger on again, so it was definitely interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But, there's the 40 cast. That's just interesting, you know. A bunch of guys drinking and just talking about random stuff, which now I can be part of officially, and
yeah.
Which I need to. I need to get on that show, Vic. If you're listening, I need to be on the next show because I can drink legally. But what else? The OFR flagship show, which you can find all those shows and links to other the others at their new site openforumradio.com. their 2.0 site, as they're calling it.
Is that site I wanna, live?
You know, give myself a little pat on the back because I basically helped them out with that site. So yeah, I don't know how I had found the time to do that. I feel bad because it took forever to get that site actually, ready for them because I was just so busy. I was doing it every, here and there, but, what else? There's the Zabari Section Z, and then the new edition, the Angry Mailman Podcast, which, like I said, you can find all those at openforumradio.com, or you can find all the links to all those at our site, thegeeksforthewin.com.
Yes. Which, we have a new writer.
Yes, we do. And she goes by the username Elf, and she's already posted a pretty a good article, first day for pretty good article, totally geeky about the soundtracks for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't get much geekier than that. But, sneak peek, it may be out by now. By the time you're listening to this, it may not be, but I think she's writing about True Blood.
Really?
Yeah. So, looks like, we made a good choice of choosing, I'm definitely glad she's on the writing staff. Mm-hmm. Like I said,
we should see if maybe we could get her on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely we'll do that.
Sorry, dog problems. Not me. Not going to point any fingers, but I'm not the only one here.
Yeah, definitely. sorry about that. Actually, I'm not going to edit that out. I'm just going to leave that in. anyways... Yeah, like I said, you can find us at thegeeksforthewin.com or twitter.com/thegeeksftw. You can find us on our Facebook page, which can be found on the website and by searching, The Geeks FTW on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Then you can, if you want to send us feedback, suggestions, if you want to, join our team, if you want to be a writer, for the site, we're still looking for a few writers, you can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We check that frequently. That email goes to both of our separate emails, so both of us are see it as soon as it comes in, so we'll get back to you pretty quickly. And I guess that's about it. Am I forgetting anything? It's been a while.
It has been a while. No, I think that's it.
Alrighty.
Sorry if we missed anything, but...
Okay, and I guess with that, we can do shout-outs. Stuart, you want to go first?
I'd like to shout out, Steak and Shake for hiring me and giving me a second job, but also shout down because I'm busy because of it.
Yeah. Is that it?
Shout out for Jaybird for actually throwing an awesome, Halo Reach game night. Like people were actually saying that, it was better than Knuckleheads, Modern Warfare 2 game nights.
Well, definitely, because Modern Warfare 2 was Modern Warfare 2. That game was broken.
Ah, I did, but no, it wasn't. I don't want to talk about
Javelin glitch. Anyways. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like I said before, I want to give a shout out to our new writer. I have no idea if she listens, if she's gonna listen to the show or not. I know she wasn't. She saw our tweet for writers from somebody else, and someone who's
shout out to that person.
Yes,
whoever that was,
Tom Cheridar from he writes at Geeks of Doom, and he was on he's on the TARDIS blend with our friend Greg Davies at socialblend.com. He retweeted our cry for help or writers, whatever you want to call it, and I guess she was following him and she wanted to write, showed us some good samples. We were like, alrighty, we'd love to have you. So yeah, I'm not sure if she's gonna start listening or not, but if she does, shout outs to you.
She should or she's fired. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, if she doesn't, she wouldn't know anyway, so.
True.
But besides that, I guess, shout out to the OFR guys, of course, and I guess just shout outs to all the people I've played with, Deshane, iFester, the little bit I have played with him in matchmaker or multiplayer, Van Red, who else? Vital, the usual gang I play with. But I guess that said, this has been episode 19 of the Geeks for the Win, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and there will be a next time.
Yes, next week. Hopefully.
Next week? Okay. 1 question. You wanted to do like a new format for the podcast?
I was thinking on it. Yeah. All
right. So, what would it be?
Honestly, I don't know. It just seemed like what we were doing before. We were just, I guess, trying too hard.
Well, I think having an entire show dedicated to one topic, it's a bit boring, and not everybody's going to listen to every single show.
Yeah, I got feedback on that. Yeah.
So if we do it, the way that we're going to do it, Halo Reach is probably going to be, our main, what we're going to talk about the most. Just talk about that at the end.
Yeah, because that's what I do with Open Forum Radio, is when it gets towards the end and they talk about sports, I turn it off.
Yeah, that way,
I should probably put that at the end. Just for humor value, but yeah, that's seriously what I do. So yeah, I could see other people doing that.